Pamnesia and Meta researchers outline a cross-rack CXL fabric for AI data centers. From Supercomputing News by SCN staff, Pamnesia, a fabless semiconductor company in Daejeon, South Korea, said on September 8th that it and Meta have proposed an AI data center architecture in which an entire data center operates like a single chip. The proposal is a review article in Nature Reviews Electrical Engineering, one-chip-like data center design enabled by CXL-based scale-up fabrics, published online on August 10th and carried in the journal's September issue. 12 authors are listed, 10 from Pamnesia and 2 from a Meta group identified as Meta Infra. NRE Reviews commissions the work, and Pamnesia says it is the first semiconductor startup to lead one. CAIST announced the work on September 9th as research by one of its professors and his faculty-founded startup, conducted with Meta researchers. The architecture puts CPUs, accelerators, and memory into one Compute Express Link, CXL, domain, and extends that domain beyond the rack. CXL is an open standard built on the PCI physical layer. It lets a processor and an attached device share memory while hardware keeps their caches coherent. So far, its production use is mostly memory expansion and pooling inside a server, as SCN's June coverage of CXL pooling moving from demo to deployment described. Between racks, AI clusters run on network fabrics such as Ethernet or InfiniBand, and the time a cross-rack request takes varies from one request to the next. The review's abstract calls this latency spread and says it increasingly limits system-wide execution as models scale across thousands of accelerators. Pamnesia told Blocks and Files that measurements of such environments show heavy-tailed latency distributions with 99th percentile round-trip latency, roughly 5 times the median. What the review proposes. The key points name 3 hardware structures a truly chip-like data center requires: high fan-out non-blocking switches, link acceleration units, and fabric controllers. A non-blocking fabric is designed to carry simultaneous traffic between distinct input and output pairs within its capacity. Contention for the same destination and flow control delays can still add time. High fan-out means many ports per switch, so a path crosses fewer of them. The release credits the 3 elements together with bounded latency variability. In Pamnesia's description to Blocks and Files, the switch connects many devices at once, so path lengths stay similar whatever the source. The LAU moves repetitive protocol processing at each connection point onto a dedicated hardware pipeline, and the fabric controller applies one ordering policy to requests across the whole system. The company told the publication that the fabric controller is a combined CXL PCIe controller, that it and the LAU have completed silicon validation, and that the fabric switch has been fabricated, with pre-release silicon now being supplied. Pamnesia's product pages, reviewed by SCN on September 10th, list a link acceleration unit, LAU, IP, and a link controller IP, both described as silicon IP for PCIe 7 and CXL 4. The link controller page lists 128 GTS per lane, up to 16 lanes, and a round-trip latency below 100 nanoseconds. The LAU page describes hardware-managed coherence for CPUs, accelerators, and memory devices through back-invalidate snooping, snoop filtering, and a device coherence engine. The glossary attached to the article defines directory-based coherence, snoop filtering, credit-based flow control, floor planning, and network-on-chip. The vocabulary of keeping caches consistent and traffic orderly inside a single processor. The second key point is that CXL extends shared address space and hardware-managed coherence beyond CPUs, but its server-centric heritage prevents it from fully achieving chip-level execution at scale. The proposal is to rebuild those on-chip mechanisms as dedicated fabric hardware. Deployment follows the same analogy. Resources are grouped by function into trays, trays into pods, and pods across a fabric, which the key points describe as enabling fixed-hop uniform latency communication across racks. The authors propose the fixed-hop layout alongside the hardware mechanisms as a way to reduce latency variability. Hop count controls one source of variation, and the hardware controls the others. The numbers and where they come from. Pamnesia's release states the effects against a conventional rack-scale configuration of one CPU coupled to 2 accelerators. By the company's account of the review, a single CPU coordinates 16 accelerators rather than 2. The coherence domain that operates as one unit grows to as many as 960 accelerators, roughly 13 times the reference platform. Cross-rack round-trip latency falls from the microsecond range to several hundred nanoseconds. and the unit replaced after a failure narrows from a whole server to a single device. CASED's announcement gives the same scale and latency figures and describes the 13 times as a comparison with a current NVLink-based rack. Blocks and Files, describing the comparison, names NVIDIA's GB200 NVL72, in which one CPU is coupled to two accelerators over NVLink C2C as the reference configuration. The review's acknowledgements say Panmanesia supplied controller and LAU silicon and thank a colleague for assistance with system evaluation. The company says it has implemented the core components in silicon and validated them. The release's own verb for the figures is to gauge the effect of the architecture, and Technode Global, reporting the announcement, described the figures as architectural comparisons presented by the authors. The lead author's laboratory at KSDI draws the same line in its own words. Its September 9th news entry calls the work an architectural direction supported by core component silicon validation, not an announcement of a fully deployed data center scale system. The lab's published hardware scale figure comes from different work. In June, Panmanesia presented an ISK 2026 industry session paper on a CXL controller and port-based routing switch, and the lab's June 29th entry reports stable performance demonstrated at as many as 64 nodes. On optics, the release says the review also sets out how optical links, CXL over optics, can extend the reach of a CXL fabric, and that details are given in the appendix. The abstract puts optics in the future tense, and the final key point says the design improves latency stability and coherence domain size within electrical link limits, yet inherently scalability is constrained, with electrical-optical integration listed under future progress. Meta's part. Two Meta-affiliated researchers co-authored the review. Kayvon Shakeri and Han Wang are listed under Meta Infra, Meta, Menlo Park, California, USA, and the contribution statement credits them, along with four Panmanesia authors, with having contributed to the discussion of content. Lead author Myung-Soo Jung, Panmanesia's CEO and a case professor, is credited with writing the article. Four other Panmanesia authors share writing credit. The competing interest declaration names the 10 Panmanesia employees. The release does not quote Meta. What Meta has published about its own infrastructure is narrower than the review. Vistara, presented at ISCA 2026, describes production CXL memory expansion using DDR4 recovered from decommissioned servers and attached as CXL Type 3 memory to newer machines. In its evaluated workloads, disaggregated inference used up to 25% fewer servers, and one distributed cache workload's average query processing time fell 29%. That is memory expansion inside a server. Between data center fabrics, Meta's February engineering post on backend aggregation describes a centralized Ethernet-based superspine network layer. The design its engineers also discussed in SCN's coverage of scale-across networking for multi-building clusters. Co-authoring the review is a research contribution, not evidence of what Meta intends to build. Where it sits against the other cross-rack options. The first hop beyond the rack is a segment every incumbent is also working on. At Hotchips 2026, NVIDIA's frame was a three-way split, as SCN reported. NVLink for scale-up inside a rack, Spectrum X Ethernet for scale-out across racks, and BlueField 4 for scale-up infrastructure offload. The Ultra Ethernet Consortium's one specification, released June 11, 2025, standardizes an Ethernet-based stack for scale-out. Microsoft and OpenAI's MRC paper describes a 75,000 GPU pre-training job over Ethernet, as SCN reported in May. MRC is its own transport work, separate from the UEC specification. The other open scale-up standard, UR-Link 1, released in April 2025, specifies 200 grams per lane scale-up connection for up to 1,024 accelerators within an AI computing pod, a pod size in the same range as the review's 960. The proposal extends CXL-based memory sharing and hardware coherence across racks. NVL72's 72 GPU Dombalink domain and UR-Link's 1024 accelerator pod, read, write, and atomic transactions over a load store protocol, per the specification, are counts, and counts alone do not establish equivalent coherence semantics or workload performance. CASED announcement states the distinction the authors draw. NVLink and UR-Link, it says, focus mainly on connections inside the rack, while this architecture links CPUs and memory, as well as accelerators over CXL, and extends the range to the whole data center. The CXL 4 white paper, November 2025, describes 128 GTS on the PCIe 7 physical layer, native X2 links, to support increased fan out and support for up to 4 retimers for increased channel reach beyond CXL3. The review places CXL over optics in future work. If an implementation used co-packaged optics, the constraints SEN reported on September 4th from trade press accounts of TSMC's August 31st remarks on lasers, fiber, connectors, and test would apply. There is also a software question. The abstract frames the problem as network-based distributed systems relying on software to coordinate separate devices, and the answer is to move coordination into hardware coherence. The next question is what runs on top of 960 hardware coherent devices, from the scheduler down to the collective library. SCN's coverage of WCUDA's advantage has become a composability problem, reminds us that hardware gains must be matched in software before they show up as throughput. The proposal arrives as NVIDIA signs accelerator vendors onto NVLink Fusion. In the same week, D-Matrix, which bought GigaIO's PCI memory fabric business in April, said it would connect its Raptor inference chip to NVIDIA's rack architecture through NVLink Fusion, with initial availability expected in the fourth quarter of 2027. Panasia, a KAIST faculty startup, is proposing that an open standard become the cross-rack coherent fabric of the AI supercomputer. The authors do not present that as an either-or. The lab's research page lists how CXL can work with accelerator-centric links, such as Waylink and NVLink, among its subjects. Pamnesia's announced milestones. Pamnesia's releases describe the switch at the center of this fabric. In November 2025, the company announced sample availability of a PCIe 6 CXL 3.2 fabric switch, with samples going to early access partners. In March 2026, it announced a partnership with SK Telecom on a CXL-based AI data center architecture that the two companies plan to validate by running real AI models by the end of this year, with proof-of-concept deployments to follow. In June, the ICA paper and the lab's 64-node figure appeared. The same entry says pre-release Fusion switch chips are available. On September 9th, the review release described the core components as implemented in silicon, validated, and now preparing for commercial supply. SK Telecom is described as a development partner. The dated items are the company's own, the SK Telecom validation, targeted for the end of 2026, and the commercial supply that the September release says it is preparing.